May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Lord of the Storm, based in Mark chapter 4. You may remember the movie The Perfect Storm, which was released back in 2000. It's based on the true story of the Andrea Gale, a 72-foot commercial fishing vessel that operated out of Gloucester. I practiced that at home. Failed miserably this morning. Massachusetts, and was caught in a perfect storm. That is, a storm in which all of the elements came together, three different storms, in fact, to produce an extremely violent event. During that storm, a buoy in that area measured one wave that reached a height of 100 feet. That's 10 stories in the air. It was during that tempest on October 28, 1991, that the Andrea Gale went down with its six crew members about 340 miles south of Halifax, Nova Scotia. I had that in mind as I read our text this morning. Today's gospel is a familiar one. It's one of our Sunday school favorites. Jesus calms the storm. For Jesus had been teaching a great multitude by the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he was using a boat for his pulpit. Evening has come, and so he tells his disciples, let's cross over to the other side of the sea. Measuring 8 miles wide by 13 miles long, the Sea of Galilee is about half the size of Lake Winnebago. It's well below sea level, and it's in a natural bowl that can funnel great winds down and across the water. And it's so common with that body of water, storms come up violently and unexpectedly. Such is the case with our text. The disciples, many of whom were experienced fishermen, are terrified. Their boat would have been about 27 feet long, 7 feet wide, with low sides so that the nets could be pulled in over them. A mast, sail, oars, and a rudder completed the craft. And while sturdy and seaworthy, the fury of the storm threatened to swamp and sink the boat. So the disciples were terrified. Of this, German pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes, "Let's say that there's a ship on the high sea, having a fierce struggle with the waves. The storm wind is blowing harder by the minute. The boat is small, tossed about like a toy. The sky is dark. The sailor's strength is failing. Then one of them is gripped by who? What? He cannot tell. But someone is in the boat who wasn't there before. Someone comes close to him and lays cold hands on his arms as he pulls wildly at the oar. He feels his muscles freeze. He feels the strength has gone out of them. And suddenly he can no longer see or hear anything. He can no longer row. A wave overwhelms him. And in final desperation he shrieks, 'Stranger in this boat, who are you?' The other answers, 'I am fear.' Now the cry goes up from the whole crew, 'Fear is in the boat.' All arms are frozen and drop their oars. All hope is lost. Fear is in the boat." When the storms come, and they will, the storms of life, despair and pain in a hospital room, angry words and false accusations at a meeting, grief in front of a casket, a job hard work for gone suddenly one Friday afternoon, the clang of a steel-barred cell door, the awful ridicule suffered at the hands of someone you thought was a friend. Storms and gales, a perfect storm of hurt, pain, and worst of all, fear in the boat. You and I and the disciples in that boat have something in common. When the storms come, fear grips our hearts and directs all of our attention to the wind, the waves, and the dark skies. Oh, they may go by different names like chemotherapy and bankruptcy and you name it. But they're all part of the storm. Been there, done that. Times when I've been overwhelmed by a storm, and it's all that I could think about. Totally focused on the clouds, the lightning, the wind, the thunder. Endless scenarios crossing my mind. What will happen if? What will I do? How can I survive this? Will I survive this? How can I get out of this mess? Friends, years ago, in one of my churches in Texas, I spent all night in the sanctuary weeping, staring at the cross, wondering. We share something else in common with the disciples. When the storms come, and they will, we all rush back to the stern of the boat and cry out, "Lord, don't you care? Don't you give a rip?" After all, Jesus was asleep in the midst of the storm. And so we add one more hurt to the pile of hurts, the storms of our lives. I'm hurting. I'm afraid. I'm dying. I'm in trouble. And it seems like God just doesn't care. Yet even though the disciples were gripped in fear, they go to the back of the boat. They go to the only one who could save them, who could get them out of that storm, Jesus Christ. And so we follow them to the stern of the boat, and we put there in our faith in Jesus. There's fear in the boat. It's replaced now with faith. Take comfort in this. Whatever storms we face, however terrifying they may be, the wind and the waves, we are not in this alone. Jesus is in the boat with us. That's what his birth, life, suffering, death, and resurrection are all about. When the dark skies, the churning waves, the blowing wind frighten us, we need to remember that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the storm. If you take one thing away from this message, take this with you. No matter what you face in life, today, this week, next week, the rest of your life, Jesus Christ is the Lord of the storm. The evil one would have you and I focus all of our attention on the wind and the waves. He would have you and I in the grip of fear rather than faith. And so Jesus stands up and he rebukes the wind and said to the sea, "Silence, peace, be still." The wind ceases and there's a great storm, calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" When the storms blow in, it's normal to react with hurt, fear, worry, sadness, even anger. Like the disciples, we are weak and fallen sinners who are totally focused on the wind and the waves. But Jesus would direct our attention away from the storm and to himself, the Lord of the storm. Because he has conquered the greatest storm of all, sin and death. Lifted up on the cross to die for us, and walked out of the tomb to live for us. The Lord of the storm would enter all of those turbulent times in our lives and say to the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still." Storms serve a purpose when God enters them. They bring new life, and above all, they give faith an opportunity to grow and cling to the Lord of the storm. And now, a voice out of the whirlwind. Job was a man who was called blameless and upright. Satan challenged God about this man and offered that if Job suffered, he would not turn out to be so blameless and upright. So God permitted the devil to do his evil work. Job's livestock was stolen. His servants were killed. His sons and daughters were killed in a windstorm. Job's body was covered with painful sores. Initially, Job responds with remarkable faith. He said, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." But eventually, he breaks down. He curses the day of his birth, and he questions God. And that sets the stage for our Old Testament reading, in which God responds to Job out of a whirlwind, a storm. And God speaks to Job and us out of that great storm. He asks Job a question. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And the Lord goes on and on from there. And there are times in our lives when we, like Job, feel totally in control. Times when we feel that we know more than God and may not even need him. Or times when we feel that God has let us down, that he's abandoned us. But when a mighty storm blows in, God speaks to us out of a whirlwind, just as he did to Job, with questions like, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and said, thus far you shall come and no farther, puts us in our place. We are humbled by God's power, measured against our puny weakness, and we're reminded of two things. One, we are not God, or I should say, one, there is a God, and secondly, we are not him. Like the disciples in the boat that day, we come running to Jesus for salvation from the angry waters of sin and death. And so finally, the disciples react with what? Fear. They ask, who is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. It's a legitimate question. Who is this? Much like the time that Jesus asked his disciples, who do the people say that I am? And he got a variety of answers. And then our Lord asks, what about you? Who do you say that I am? And that's the all-important question. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? We answer that question by our faith, in our words and actions, in our worship and witness, by our love for God and each other, by our giving of our time and talents and treasures during the storms that blow into our lives. The storm that blew into the Sea of Galilee that day was big, but the disciples had one with them in the same boat who was bigger than that storm. There were more storms ahead for our Lord's followers then, and there are more storms ahead for you and me too. Who is this, they asked. Even the wind and the sea obey him. Yes, indeed. Who is this? He's the Lord of the storm. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.